Chapter 24. The Warnings. Now.
We have a problem.
You should not be calling me.
No choice. Alex needs to know what is happening.
Let me get somewhere quieter.
Are you at work?
Of course.
Can you check the NCA files?
Not now.
It has to be now. Alex is concerned. The Cyprus raid.
I know. I've spoken to him. He'll be okay.
I'm concerned. Special Branch keep asking questions.
Special Branch? Why are they involved?
Turnbill. Something about Turnbill. He's gone missing.
The finance guy? I don't understand. What's this got to do with us?
Alex met with him, and he provided the alibi.
I remember now, but it doesn't matter. We need to know how close they are. They have my code name, that's all.
They tried to grab Alex.
You said, but you wanted to play with the bigger markets. I warned you both.
I know, but you know, Alex, we are still close to success.
Even with the loss of the shipment,
we can cover it, but we need to know how risky it is.
I think you are both exaggerating.
The risk is on you as well.
Is that a threat, Carla?
No, of course it's not. Look, we need your help. We need you to do your job.
Okay, I'll try and check.
I told you this would come back to haunt us. He tried not to shout down the phone.
Don't be silly. You are overthinking this.
They are closing in, I tell you.
As you have said.
So they are watching Carla. So what? If she calls again, it will go to an unlisted number.
Again?
Yes, she called earlier.
Oh my God, we're done for!
What's the matter?
My briefing was after the surveillance. They've been watching since the first call to her husband. But you need to get out right now. Disappear for a while.
There's someone at the door.
Housekeeping?
The voice was heavily accented, but in English and in response to Alex Mycroft's question as to who had knocked on his hotel room's door.
One minute.
He was finishing dressing after the two girls had left.
He had slept late, then showered. The room was a mess. Some lines of cocaine that he had forced onto and into the girls he had already cleared. A tray of leftover food was still in evidence. His meal before the girls arrived. The sheets were stained and tangled. He wanted it cleared up if only to repeat the events the following night. It had been a special delight arranged by one of his contacts. Neither was more than 13. It was a rare treat to indulge himself this way, and he only ever indulged when he was well away from Carla and abroad. He was annoyed. The hotel door had no spy hole nor chain. Still, he used his foot to block the door as he opened it an inch. A middle-aged woman was there with a hotel cart laden with towels and cleaning products.
Come in.
He beckoned and stepped back, releasing the door from his foot's block and hand. He turned back to the room. He felt the cold of the barrel of the weapon on the rear of his head.
Mr. Mycroft, you'll do exactly as I say.
Another accented voice, not English. He went to speak.
Silence, Alex.
They had gagged and hooded him, and his wrists had been tied with a cable tie. They stayed in the room for several minutes. He had been pushed into a chair whilst he listened to the room being tidied. There were several people in the room. He could not make out how many. After a few minutes, he was moved to another of the room's chairs. The tidying sounds continued.
Ready?
He heard the words. Another voice, female, no accent. There were no replies. He heard the hotel room door open. Each arm was grabbed and he was pulled to his feet. He was frog-marched out of the room. They turned left as they exited. He listened hard to what was happening, straining for information and a sense of who had taken him and why.